your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Doesn't want any of his trials before next year's elections. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Former President Trump keeps calling his four indictments election interference, telling Fox Business is Kudlow.
I think they're sick people. I think they are people that have no idea how the world works, and they have no idea the anger they cause.
And Fox's Ryan Schmelz reports he wants one trial pushed way, way back.
Attorneys for former President Trump suggesting a trial date of April of 2026. Special Counsel Jack Smith is asking for the trial over Trump's alleged actions to overturn the 2020 election to begin on January 2nd.
The former president's canceled a Monday news conference to release what he claims is election fraud that will exonerate him in the Georgia elections case. He says his lawyers prefer including that in legal filings. Meanwhile, there's concern for the grand jury members in the Georgia Trump indictment. Their names and addresses have been posted online, but it's not just them.
The FBI's Atlanta office said emails sent to Fulton County officials and media outlets detailed threats against them. Some of those threats targeted Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis and her legal staff, as well as the county's sheriff.
Fox's Grinnell Scott, it's still 111 confirmed deaths in the Hawaii wildfire disaster as crews search the ashes for hundreds still unaccounted for.
The chief of the Maui Emergency Management Agency, Herman Andaya, has resigned a day after he defended not using sirens to alert the public to the wildfire threat in Lahaina. The decision not to sound the sirens, coupled with water shortages that hampered firefighters and an escape route clogged with vehicles that were overrun by flames, has brought intense criticism.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Andaya says those sirens are meant for tsunami warnings and would have sent people inland toward the fires. Hurricane Hillary is now in Category 4 in the Pacific, but forecast to weaken to a tropical storm before hitting Southern California early next week, then moving north, potentially flooding desert and mountain areas. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, you're up next. Ugh, my throat hurts so bad. There's no way I can sing tonight.
Here, try these.
Vicks VapoCool Drops.
Yeah, Vicks VapoCool Drops has maximum strength menthol with a rush of Vicks Vapors.
Ooh, I can already feel it.
I told you. So, you ready?
I'm ready.
Please welcome to the stage.
Vaporize sore throat pain fast with Vicks VapoCool Drops.
Wake up, people. You are optimizing every waking hour of your life. From carpooling kids, to work, to friends, and everything in between. You have to get sleep and a bed that can perform as well as you do. Meet the next generation Sleep Number Smart Bed. It effortlessly adjusts to your shape, position, and movements. Learning how you sleep, so you learn to sleep better. Night after night. Sleep next level. Only from Sleep Number.
It's the biggest sale of the year. Save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus free home delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday.
This is good news for Ukraine as it asks for even more foreign help fending off Russia's invasion. The U.S. has approved the Netherlands sending F-16 fighter jets. The National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan, says the next step will be the Dutch helping with training Ukrainian pilots on using the warplanes. The U.S. and our allies have already provided Ukraine billions of dollars worth of military aid. President Biden will gather this weekend at Camp David with the leaders of Japan and South Korea, discussing the threats China and North Korea pose to the region. Fox is Peter Ducey's at the White House.
This is the first time that he has hosted a world leader at Camp David, and he's got two of them, Japan and South Korea. They are in the D.C. area, and officials are telling us that they're going to talk about China and North Korea and ballistic threats and cyber threats. Foreign policy polling, 41% say he is doing a good job with that. And once you get to the economy, that dips down to 37% approving. Inflation all the way down to 31%.
Now, 55% of those surveyed in the Fox News poll disapprove of the president's foreign policy and his handling of the economy. 6 in 10 disapprove. That's the same number that don't think he's doing a good job with border security. They got him. In Texas, the gunman suspected of critically injuring a Harris County sheriff's deputy Wednesday at a traffic stop, but Teron Green put up a fight before his arrest.
As they began to make entry into the home, they were greeted by gunfire, a member of the U.S. Marshal's Office, as well as a member of the Harris County Sheriff's Office. Members of the Gulf Coast Task Force were struck during that initial gunfire by the suspect.
Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez. More selling is in store on Wall Street. Ahead of the opening bell, Dow futures down well over 100 points. In the last 3 days, the selling has dragged the Dow down more than 800 points. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. One person hurt in Champaign Wednesday when a car rolled over in a crash. It happened at the intersection of Bradley Avenue and Market Street. Champaign police said officers found one car rolled over with Champaign fire crews to assist those inside. That person taken to the hospital with injuries. They're expected to be okay. Champaign School District unveiled a new app this year that allows parents to track their kids' bus routes. But some said they're experiencing issues. Some parents expressed concerns on social media. Their kids weren't showing up on the Traversa Ride 360 app. Champaign parents said the features worked well following a six-year-old to Barksdale Elementary, but coming home was a different story. Illinois AgriBility hosting a health and safety tent at the Farm Progress Show. The show runs August 29th through the 31st. Indicator, the health and safety tent is going to be providing safety resources to farmers and the agricultural community. It'll also offer free health screenings and services. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim. 8:06, final hour of the week for our radio program, ESPN 93.5. I am Stevie J. There's Diane Ducey.
Good morning.
Our weather with meteorologist Greg Solier, where he'll sell got a warmer skies coming, but not crazy, crazy.
Yeah, you know, if it were mid-July around here and we had this big old 594 high, as we call it in the weather business, and boy, that's just a mountain of sinking air. That's kind of three times the normal weight of the atmosphere for this point in summertime. So folks who followed all that thermodynamic stuff in school years ago, they know that when you compress an atmosphere or a gas, it warms, and that's kind of the way we're going to come up with the heat around here. And there'll be a subtle southerly wind, and with moisture in the grounds and crops grown away, we'll certainly add to the humidity, dew points up into the 70s. So that's why we have the excessive heat watches back kind of west of roughly McLean County down to about Lake Shelbyville and westward from there. Farther to the west, it's going to be historic later this weekend, early next week, with the landfall of some sense of tropical storm or Cat 1 hurricane. Hillary, 84 years since a named storm has directly hit Southern California. Then you got to go back to 1858 when weather was just getting going, to at least to some sense of reports of a hurricane that came ashore there on 75-mile-per-hour estimated winds. And yeah, there are even some rudimentary weather maps and charts from back in that era. Anyway, back closer to home, 60 now at Willard and Savoy, 78 later today, a mostly sunny sky. There may be a little more of this smoke and haze beginning to build out of the Canadian Prairie, drifting in our general direction. I think there's some evacuations going up in around the Calgary and Edmonton area because of that. Down to 55 tonight, sunny, warmer tomorrow, 84. Here comes the heat and building humidity at 93 Sunday, Monday 94, 95 Tuesday, 93 Wednesday, still low 90s next Thursday and Friday, and scant chances for some rain late Wednesday and Thursday of next week. For Stevie J. Broadcasting, I'm your host, Greg Solier.
All right, thank you, Greg. We appreciate it. So what's up with airlines? I just hung up on it. I just had a blip. Anyway, we're going to talk airlines. You know that the U.S. airline staffing is at its highest level in decades? So why flight delays? What's going on? Apparently, there's, you know, the problem with getting enough pilots. We've got that working for us. And so that there's all kinds of things going on in the airline industry. And we'll talk about that in just a moment. There's a train in downtown Philo. Can you hear it? All right. ESPN 93.5, Nathan Roush. Nathan Roush on the Tapman's Towing phone line. Good morning, and how are you?
Morning, Stevie. Doing great. How are you doing?
Good to have you from Addison, Texas, the Senior Admissions Advisor with Thrust Flight. It's a multi-location flight training organization that has trained thousands of pilots from around the world. Rapidly expanding flight school operates a popular zero time to airline program that trains future pilots. Are we short of pilots, Nathan?
We are in the biggest pilot shortage in U.S. aviation history, so that's a big yes.
How do we, well, you get paid pretty well, don't you?
well, we train a lot of pilots, I'll put it to you that way.
I mean, but you get paid well as a pilot, don't you? Isn't that a good job?
Oh, my goodness. It's unbelievable, Stevie. So, you know, 10, 15 years ago, pilots made peanuts. I mean, it was, you know, $15,000 to $20,000 a year for your first 4 or 5 years. It was awful. But the entire field has flipped. We are in the biggest pilot shortage ever. Airlines are desperate, and they are paying like they've never paid before.
All right, so if I'm 25 years old and I put the hours in and I've been trained for jets and I'm ready to go, I can walk to United Airlines, American Airlines, all these biggies. What kind of beginning salary will I make doing these kind of mid-sized jets?
Yeah, so we've got people in our program from 18 years old up until 60 that are, you know, sometimes career changers. And if you walk into an airline, first off, you're going to go to a regional first. So your Envoys, your SkyWests, you know, Air Wisconsin. So you build your time there, and then you move off to the legacy carriers later, like Delta, United, American. But your starting salary, I mean, these airlines are throwing $10,000 to $30,000 bonuses, sign-on bonuses out at you, and it probably being the $60,000 to $80,000 your first year into six figures year two. It's crazy.
That is pretty good. So if I'm a senior pilot for Delta, can I make $200,000?
I've got a friend that is a senior pilot for American. He works 8 days a month, and he makes about $450,000 a year.
And so that's 22 days off a month, and you're making, that's pretty
you
good.
Got it.
Yeah, you could actually have another job. So,
right.
All right. So tell me, we're pretty employed up at airlines and airports. Is that right?
We're not. No. So it's interesting. I've read the same article that you did saying that the staffing is, you know, up to par. It's not.
Oh.
What's happening right now is the airlines are trying to bring people in record numbers. So you may have orientation classes that are huge, but these people need to be trained. So the pilot shortage is still real, and it's going to be real for 5 to 10 years. So, no, we are not fully staffed, which is one of the reasons our program has seen record numbers than we've ever seen before, because everybody knows how deep the shortage actually is.
Hmm. Okay. So if we can't, well, first of all, we have a problem. The 18 to 34 is whatever that Generation Z. Nathan, they can come Tuesday and Friday this week, but they can't come Monday through Friday. And that could be a problem.
Repeat the question. I'm not sure I understood what you meant.
They're not wanting to work regular hours. They got to be flexible hours. They want to work from home, even though the guy with a little, you know, hand wand that brings the, pilot into his little place at the airport. You got to be there, man. So I don't know. I think we're going to struggle with shortages simply because the post office. You want a job at the United States Post Office? All you got to do is apply. If your pulse is going, you promise to come, you're going to win. I mean, it is. They can't not have flexibility. And I don't think the airline business is set up to say work from home, even though you're a luggage guy.
No, you're showing up. You're showing up, and you're showing up when they want you to show up. And there's no ands, ifs, or buts about it. And that's the way flight training is. You know, the popular flight training programs are like the programs we're running because they're full-time. So an individual, you know, can't have their cake and eat it too. I want to be an airline pilot. I'm desperate to be an airline pilot. But like you said, I can only do flight training Tuesdays and Thursdays. Well, it's going to take you 10 years to get to the airlines.
Yeah.
The smart money is on the people that are saying, you know what? I'm going to plug in 6 days a week. I'm going to do an accelerated program like Zero Sign to Airline. And then in 2 years, they will be in the right seat of one of these regional carriers.
Nathan, we're not sacrificing safety by rushing, are we?
Absolutely not. No. Accelerated programs have been around for years, you know, and as a little bit of a plug, not nearly as good as this one. It's a well-oiled machine. But at the end of the day, we've been doing accelerated flight training for decades. Right? It's been around for a long, long time, but it's just now becoming exceedingly popular because people need to get to the airlines. They need to get to that seniority number as soon as possible because that's what drives their entire career.
Okay, so the parameters are you can't be too old, correct? What are the ages that I can apply and be a pilot?
You know, it's funny. I had a guy that was 58. Just about to turn 59. And we all know that the retirement age for an airline pilot is 65. And he said, I'm retired. I'm retired IT. Am I crazy for wanting to go fly for the airlines because it's been my childhood dream? Can I go fly for them for 5 or 6 years? I called an airline recruiter, and this is out of the mouth of an airline recruiter, which I won't name the airline, but she said, and I quote, if we can get 2 to 3 years out of an individual as a pilot, we will hire them. If that doesn't tell you how deep the pilot shortage is, nothing will.
Well, okay. Well, okay, folks, here you go. Nathan Rausch, how do I find you guys in Addison, Texas?
Addison, Texas. Go to thrustflight.com. Thrustflight.com. And we are all over the internet. Watch our YouTube videos. And you want to be a pilot and you're 60 or you're 18, Thrust Flight is your place.
I'm going to call ageism on this, though. 65, I mean, you can be president when you're 80 and not know where you are. I don't get it. I don't get it, Nathan. I don't understand it.
No comment, Stevie.
Hey, thanks for being on. Nice meeting you. And by the way, you're not from Texas. Where are you from?
Louisiana, Shreveport, Louisiana. Yeah. Nobody's from Texas.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah. Nice meeting you, Nathan. We appreciate it, buddy. Appreciate it. Nathan Rausch, Rausch.
And nice a shout out to Frasca, well, who does so much with the simulators to get pilots ready also.
Well, Nathan knew Frasca.
Right.
Yeah.
Frasca International. Frasca's, the software dates back, what, 60 years Frasca's, with Rudy?
Frasca's worldwide.
I know.
Worldwide.
So just take note of that.
Yeah. All right, sports headlines.
The Mets beat St. Louis's Cardinals yesterday. That final was 4-2. One thing to take note of is the L.A. Dodgers ended up getting their 11th straight win and swept the Milwaukee Brewers. That was 1-0. So we are taking note of all these baseball notes. Kansas City is at Wrigley to face the Cubs. Hopefully the Cubs will have a good time with that, with some wins. 120 start over on US 105.9. Jameson Taillon on the mound for the Cubs and Cole Ragans for the Royals. Chicago White Sox are in Colorado with a 7:40 start. And we've got Illinois, our soccer team, beating Loyola. That final was 3-2. Five matches on the road now. On Thursday, the 24th, will be their next game in Cincinnati to take on Xavier at 6 o'clock. And Illinois volleyball with a fan day tomorrow at Huff Hall, 11-1. I haven't talked about the BMW Championship that's happening
that's
at Olympia
there.
Field.
Olympia, that's where the Illini host the tournament every year. Yeah, Olympia Fields is gorgeous and hard.
So Brian Harman and Roy McIlroy are up on top of the leaderboard at 5-under at this point. A two-hour rain delay yesterday. So Roy was talking about how soft the greens were and adjusting the roll on the ball and all of that. So you know how that goes, Stevie.
Yeah, that's all part of it, because you can when it's soft, the golfers can go right at the pin, meaning they can get the ball very close, meaning they can make more birdies. Mm-hmm. So they like it when it's soft, because those guys are so precise, they can stick it and put it in there for a birdie or eagle. So yeah, that's good stuff. Rory McIlroy, I'm kind of a Rory McIlroy fan.
Okay, so. Well there you go. Mason Wynn has been called up, Lars Nootbaar, on the 10-day IL. So that's something we're noting, since he was on our Cardinal caravan and young at 21 on this 40-man roster now.
We have his interview that I conducted with Mason Wynn. We'll play that here in the next half hour.
So and we'll get to Jeff Wilson very soon, just coming into our studio here at ESPN 93.5. I know Champaign County has a new superintendent with the Veterans Assistance Program. And with over 9,000 veterans in this area, this is really an important message we're going to hear.
All right, stand by. We'll do that coming up in moments. ESPN 93.5, check your weather coming up.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
Urbana's Market at the Square has been cultivating a vibrant scene in CU since 1979. Get to know your farmers bringing locally harvested honey, crafts, jewelry, art, fresh cut flowers, plus produce including fresh leafy greens and root vegetables, fresh baked treats, and a wide selection of proteins. Going on now, every Saturday, 7 a.m. till noon, rain or shine at Illinois and Vine, it's Urbana Market at the Square. Find Urbana Market on Facebook or urbanamarket.org.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for Eastern Illinois. Champaign and Benham is Saturday. Little change to those weather maps and charts with a late season heat wave to begin to build over the back end of the weekend and through a good part of next week in a largely drier setup. Meanwhile, it's going to be a historic spell of weather ahead later on this weekend and into much of next week as the either direct hit from Hillary or some remnant form of Hillary makes landfall to Southern California. First time that's happened in some 84 years. Likely to set up flash flooding and severe weather over the southwest and building northward across the west in the days to come. Back this way for the day today, expectations of mostly sunny days worth of weather, close to 80 this afternoon. We'll level off tonight in the 50s, warm tomorrow to 85 with sunshine, a 93 degree high expected on Sunday's humidity climbs as well, and maybe an errant thunderstorm due in here for perhaps late Monday to Tuesday, and again late next week. Otherwise, daytime temperatures 90 to 95 degrees. For CVT Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
There could be a lot of volatility on Wall Street with $2.2 billion in stock options expiring today. China's Evergrande is denying that it's filing for bankruptcy. The real estate developer says its application to the U.S. Court for Bankruptcy Protection is a normal procedure for offshore debt restructuring and does not involve a bankruptcy petition. The Chapter 15 filing comes 2 years after the company defaulted on its debt. The company's struggling to avoid defaulting on $34 billion in debt. Bitcoin drops to a fresh two-month low. The cause of the slump is unclear, but a Wall Street Journal report claims SpaceX has sold its holdings of the cryptocurrency worth about $582 million, which it held in 2021 and 2022. It's not known exactly when SpaceX sold those holdings. And that's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
I'm Dana Perino, co-host of The Five and co-anchor of America's Newsroom. Join me for my brand new podcast, Perino on Politics. Listeners of Everything Will Be Okay will gravitate toward this podcast too. Every Monday, I'm going to talk to people I trust in politics as they tell me what they're seeing and thinking in the 2024 election cycle. As they prep me to cover the upcoming election, make sure you subscribe to this series on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts and leave a rating and review.
This podcast will debut Monday, August 21st.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com. Starting it over is what we do
at Max Twin City Recycling. Tabman's Towing team of experienced tow professionals is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tabmanstowing.com.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com. Starting it over is what we do
at Max Twin City Recycling. All right, we're talking veterans, we're talking PTSD, we're talking David Murphy, our new superintendent, Jeff Wilson, also on the county board. David, you're superintendent of what?
It's the Champaign County Veterans Assistance Commission.
Okay. Nice voice here, fellow. You want to go on the radio? Right now. Let's go right now. Jeff, get nice and
sign
close to your microphone.
Sign him up.
Jeff is on the county board, one of five Republicans at the moment.
One of the five Republicans on the county board.
Yeah. And there's 22 members. So
22 members.
You're kind of in a huge minority. So what we have is money that could be available to help veterans in Champaign County with PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. And so the money is going to be voted on whether they ought to allocate that. David, tell me about why we need that, and tell me about the veterans and the needs of PTSD in our county.
Well, there's a number of reasons why the veterans would need this assistance, and there's just a lot of the veterans, their families don't have the resources that the VA provides mainly to the veterans, and so a program that Jeff is talking about would be beneficial to the dependents, the family members of that veteran, to get assistance to see what's happening with their their loved one who is suffering from PTSD.
Okay, so $165,000, there was a $40 million pool to pick from, correct?
Oh, that's so right. So there's a 40, if you remember COVID back in the day, and there $40 million was allocated to our county to fund a lot of things. It could have been water, it could be government, it could be infrastructure.
Just to help with through COVID.
Just to help through COVID, $40 million, and on the ticket, on the docket, it's just a mere $165,000 to support veterans and their families.
It's not very
trauma.
Much.
No,
it's not very much. Jeff, where does the money, I mean, give me an example of what I do with
$2,500. $2,500. So what we would do with them is we would provide them with support and resources with veterans that have PTSD and their families and their spouses. As you know, there's about 20% veterans experience PTSD, and a PTSD individual has a 60% chance of having an interaction with the law. And so supporting
How many percentage?
60%. 60%. And so in our county, we have 7,000 to 9,000 veterans. And our veterans, you know, they need to be supported. And it's actually pretty shameful that the county board has not jumped to this effort to try to support veterans for a mere $165,000.
Well, I wonder, is there a reason why? Because obviously we want to take care of the people. I mean, David, we want to take care of the people that helped us stay free. And maybe there's philosophical differences on the board about military in general. I don't know. But don't we need, David, to help people that really need help?
Well, yes. I mean, my position currently is helping veterans with low income in our community, in our county. We've assisted, my office has assisted with over $53,000 in rent and utility payments, but that doesn't help the veteran who is suffering from PTSD. So we're just trying to get the word out there that there's other programs that could be available for them.
And so Dave is like a super add to the county. Brad Gould retired, Dave's taken a spot. And Brad has done a wonderful job, and Dave is grabbing the bull by the horns to support the veterans in our community. There's about 40, 45 veterans per day that see you, right, Dave?
Yeah, I have contact with between 40 and 45, different contacts with veterans throughout the day. That's correct.
Mm. And how do you know you're helping, Dave? I mean, do you see differences with when you're able to assist them?
Well, yeah, so one of the things that we do, like I said, is a low-income veteran that might be struggling to pay their rent, we offer them some assistance financially to get through to the next month, because sometimes that's really what they need, is just to get through one more month. We have other programs that we do as well. We help veterans file disability claims with the Veterans Administration. We've already helped 114 veterans this year getting things process through the VA so that they can get their disability.
Well, I mean, great, but it doesn't sound like enough money for me. I mean, is this a one-time thing, too?
Yes,
it's right.
So David's on the Veterans Assistance Commission, and this is emergent needs for veterans in our community.
Yeah.
And it's a limited budget. It's about, what do you think, Dave, about $80,000 a year to support these veterans?
Correct. Outside of donations. We also do receive some donations, not very much so far, but we have received donations from individuals and organizations and groups within the community. But the county chips in $80,000 in financial assistance annually, and next year it should go up to $120,000.
Jeff, could you give me a couple of items, just as an example of the $40 million, this went to this and this went, because I think $165,000, that's great. But again, if you're talking about, Dave, you're seeing 40, 45 people a day, that's going to go away really quickly. It's great that you can do something, but we have, we've allocated $40 million in our county, and I could probably go through the list and say, what? That much for that? I mean,
you probably could. And just to clarify, there's two separate programs. One is the Veterans Assistance Program, which is emergent need for veterans in our community, and that's what Dave is in charge of.
Right.
The separate item with respect to helping veterans with PTSD is coming out of the ARPA bucket, out of the Champaign County budget. So Dave is funded by the budget of Champaign County, and the $80,000 is a carve out of the general fund to support veterans per $80,000 per year. So this other bucket, ARPA, just real quick header, out of $40 million, $10 million goes to broadband.
$10 million.
Yeah, so that's 25%. $13 million goes to county department projects, whatever a county department project
you want. That would be roads, or what are we
talking? Well, no. That'd be like, you know, helping with the sheriff's department and various departments within the county. And then there's $5 million goes to water infrastructure. And now that $5 million, really $2 million doesn't really go to water. So we're talking $165,000 out of $40 million. That's 0.4%. I really think the county board could...
Couldn't they give $9,800,000 to broadband and give $200,000 to the...
They could. They could.
I mean, so, what, $9-10 million? I mean, broadband's kind of a general deal, too.
Well, it's super general. And really, so there's a carve-out in the ARPA for community violence intervention, which is $4 million. And that $4 million is where the $165,000 should and could come from.
Well, but you're talking about community. That's fairly general too. When you're talking about, you know, DSC, Developmental Services Center. If I were governor, I would not cut budgets like that because you need people. They need help.
Yes, they do.
The veterans need help. I mean, why don't you help people that really have a hard time helping themselves?
Yes.
Would be one of my knee-jerk things to say. Why don't we take care of guys who served the nation?
Yeah.
Kept me safe, and then they're struggling. Help them change their lives and their generational legacies.
Well, not only their lives, their family lives, their children's lives.
It's a legacy. Yeah, it's a ripple effect down the line. And you can put that under, you know, violence and stuff, because if 60% of them get in trouble with the law, you're cutting that off early too.
Yeah. So again, there's like the two programs helping the veterans with PTSD, and then what Dave is doing, which is an awesome job. And what Dave is finding is there's just a matter of awareness, right, Dave? How many veterans even know that?
They don't know. Right. They don't even know about you. So we need to get the word out, Dave. We need people to know your name and the new superintendent and that you're there to help.
Yes.
Correct. Yeah. So, again, I'm David Murphy, and the address, we're in the Brookings building. If the veteran in our community wants to come see me or see someone in my office, it's 1776 East Washington Street in Urbana. And if I could give the phone number, it's 217-819-3556. And by all means, give me a call. Come into the office. We're open 8 to 4, Monday through Friday now. So drop us a line and let us know what you need, and we'll be there to help you.
Dave, what about online, David?
Yes, we do have a website as well. It's the Champaign County website, which is co.champaign.il.us. And we can be reached also through email, just D Murphy, that's Murphy, at co.champaign.il.us. And I can be reached that way as well through email.
Okay.
Dave Murphy, thank you and congratulations. And I hope you're able to help enough people.
Thanks, Dave. You're awesome. Sure appreciate you.
Congratulations. Thanks again for being on, Dave.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Let's help the veterans. Jeff Wilson, thank you for coming in.
Yeah.
My pleasure.
I have video and audio from the last Republican picnic.
Oh, no. Yeah, crickets.
We appreciate your service on the county board.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Instead of this coming January 2nd, as proposed by prosecutors, former President Trump's legal team is asking that his federal election conspiracy trial start in April 2026, also arguing jury selection in December would conflict with a hearing in the federal documents case against Trump.
The former president's legal team argues, quote, the special counsel's actions appear to be intentionally motivated to prevent President Trump from meaningfully preparing for either trial and to simultaneously prevent him from running a campaign for president of the United States.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. Hurricane Hillary on the way could cause flooding in the Southwest.
By the time you get into Sunday evening, you are approaching Southern California. Those winds really start to drop off, but this is not going to be a big wind story. Ultimately, that system drags all the way up across into eventually the Pacific Northwest.
Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz. Stocks start the day lower on Wall Street. America's listening to Fox News.
Yeah, we're watching Wall Street, again, kind of a rough and tumble last few days on the markets. Well, Busey is proud to give back to its communities by doing the right thing for customers and building trusted relationships that span generations. In 21 and 22, Busey Associates generously gave over 20,000 hours of their time to hundreds of community organizations. Nearly 200 associates actively commit to board service in their communities. Since the inception of Busey's scholarship programs and partnerships with local universities, Busey has contributed $258,500 in scholarships, throughout their footprint. Busey Associates have raised more than $450,000 through the Pay It Forward Friday's payroll deduction initiative. For more information about Busey's volunteer initiatives and charitable campaigns, you can check out Busey's 2022 Impact Report. You can get an idea of what's been going on there. This comprehensive document highlights the work Busey's doing for all the for the associates. Corporate sustainability practices, associate training, recognition, development. It's one of the top places in Illinois to work, by the way. To learn more on Busey, you can read the report in full. Go to Busey.com/impact. Member, Busey, member, FDIC.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. A downstate judge tossing out several lawsuits challenging Illinois' assault weapons ban. Suits filed by former Republican Attorney General candidate Thomas DeVore, who argued the law violated the Constitution. Tuesday's decision out of Effingham County comes after the state's high court ruled last week the ban doesn't violate the state constitution. State and local health officials investigating a cluster of three Legionnaires' diseases in Findlay. All three reported between July 30th and August 4th. The Illinois Department of Public Health staff working with Shelby County Health Department to determine common exposures between the three cases. Illinois men's basketball releasing its non-conference schedule for the upcoming season. Illini holding an exhibition game against Ottawa October 20th before starting the season. November 6th at home against Eastern Illinois. Oakland visits November 10th before Illinois hosting Marquette November 14th. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather. Free Central Illinois, Champaign, and Banff is Saturday. Overall, pretty quiet weather picture from a rainfall standpoint. Not much in the offing here in the days to come. Coming off in some spots up to a quarter inch that we saw during the course of yesterday, late morning. It's heat and humidity over the back end of the weekend, a good part of next week. Meanwhile, they're bracing for a direct hit of either tropical storm or Hurricane Hillary. First time a named system will have made landfall in Southern California in some 84 years. They've been few and far between, but they do exist from time to time. That fetch of moisture will set up widespread flooding, rainfall, severe weather, flash flooding at that, not only over the southwest and into parts of California, but a build northward across much of the west for next week. Mostly sunny, a bit cooler here for the day today in East Central Illinois. High temperature close to 80, clear, comfortable tonight. 80 bound down to about 55, that is. 84 tomorrow with sunshine. 93 as humidity climbs on Sunday. Low to mid 90s ahead for much of next week. Stephen J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. It's time to come home to Carpet Weavers. We don't want you to just like your new floors. We want you to love them. From waterproof floors and carpet to furnitures and design advice, we've got a team of experts on your side. We'll get you the best price and the best quality products. And complete your home with furniture and accessories. Buy it all with free financing, too. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
I've got to clean out this garage. Let's see. What's the cheapest and easiest dumpster service in our area?
Here's what I found. The doggy bag.
Think she's broken. I'm not looking for takeout. Siri, try again.
The doggy bag from Bulldog Disposal in Mahomet.
Doggy bag? What's that?
If you got junk that needs to go, but you don't want the hassle of having an enormous dumpster delivered, grab a doggy bag, keep it as long as you need. They'll come take it away. For more information, just visit bulldoggybag.com.
That's bulldoggybag.com.
Racing, racing, racing! Farmer City Raceway is your local award-winning dirt track with exciting Friday night lights illuminating the late models and modifieds going for the checkered flag for the win! Make arrangements to get in on the camping with great price points for pit passes and young fans, as well as veterans. Friday nights, the hot laps start at 6:30, then qualifying and racing action. Don't miss out on the fun at Farmer City Raceway. For details, visit FarmerCityRacing.com. You'll buy the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge.
When you're looking for a business to work with, you choose someone local, someone who's terrific at what they do, a company that helps others in need in Champaign-Urbana, and a company that stands behind what they do. That company is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors has been keeping the rain out for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy and their family work hard to not only make sure you're 100% satisfied by their work, but that they also strive to have a positive impact on Champaign-Urbana. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
All right, so our Stever offer, I'm giving you you an opportunity for free to go get a free facial. Somebody in your life wants that.
Yeah.
And then I'm also kicking in a $100 bill to buy product from Marilyn over at Merle Norman, which is on Market View in Champaign.
So much excitement when I had my facial and the color analysis. You see people who really need to either blend it in on the edge of their cheek, into their neck area, and with skin issues of any kind. She's almost a dermatologist of sorts. She's really helped me through some issues on my face and has this 7x magnified mirror where...
Seven?
It is.
That's
you really get up close on those pores.
Yeah.
It's frightening. But, you know, she's used to that. She's used to helping people and working through anything. So it's a great kind of back-to-school reset. Maybe you got something special coming up. Maybe not. Maybe you just want to pamper yourself. Merle Norman at 706 West Market View Drive, 359-8100.
All you have to do is go to ghoststever.com, free facial, and $100 to spend. It's free. I'm buying that for you. Or your special someone, go to ghoststever.com and enter. You'll get an email tonight if you're one of our winners. You have 7 days to set up the appointment, get it going. You have a survey at the end. That's it. It's Stever, ghoststever.com. So we had the Cardinal Caravan, as we always do in January. Mason Wynn was one of the kids that showed up. He's 21 years old, but he is ranked super high as prospects. He's the Cardinals' number one prospect, and he's just been called up to the big leagues to take the spot of Lars Nootbaar for a while. We'll see how he plays at shortstop, because that's kind of our shortstop of the future. Well, in January at the I Hotel, where we have our Cardinal Caravan, I caught up with Mason Wynn.
Mason Wynn has been talked about all over the minor leagues. Double A, is that where you ended last season?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So how does a guy throw at 100 miles an hour?
You get a crow hop in there for sure. Yeah, no, I got me an extra crow hop in there on that one. You know, I've been pitching my whole life, so my arms always stayed loose. I'm always long toss. So,
what's long toss do for a pitcher?
Well, I think it strengthens the arm. I mean, I think you lift, right? You do curls if you want bigger biceps. I mean, you're not going to throw harder unless you throw hard. So
Stevie J could throw long toss and still make it. I'm not too old. I could throw the knuckleball with a 68 mile an hour fastball.
Man, you know, I don't know if you could make it, but you could probably add a few miles.
So long ball's a good idea for kids.
100%. 100%. I mean, growing up, I didn't do any weighted balls. I really didn't do much. I mean, I really just threw every day. Not every day. I'll say I long tossed probably 3 times a week. Went to a pitching coach and was big on just mechanics. So I think, you know, me getting your body to move the right way is probably the biggest key.
When did you switch to shortstop?
I actually played second base a lot in high school. So I played shortstop throughout, like, you know, the summer circuit for USA and stuff. But majority of the time I played second base just because I pitched so much in high school. And then, you know, I got drafted as a shortstop. Kind of made more sense to put me over at short with my arm than
do you like it?
Wait a second. Oh, I love it. Shortstop is the prime position on the field. I mean, shortstop, center field, you know, pitchers, they got to be the best athletes. So, you know, I take pride in being out there and trying to be.
I'm telling you what, people have been buzzing about you. I just saw a survey yesterday, and you, I don't know if you even know this, but the scouts in baseball put you at like 4th best defensive shortstop.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's kind of surprising to me because I feel like my first year I struggled a lot on defense, and then, you know, last year I definitely improved on it working with our guy Cheo, Jose Oquendo. I'm really hoping to just get better this year. So the fact that they have me rated highly already, I'm pretty excited.
That's pretty good. Yeah, it was all of baseball, and they had you at 9% said Mason Wynn, and the number one guy was 14%. So you're like 4th.
Let's go. I mean, you know, that's perfect. You know, that sounds great.
Gives you some encouragement, and you could hit, and you're an athlete. So I guess the time is you bide your time and be patient and get better every day. Is that how you look at it?
100%. I mean, putting on weight, you know, getting bigger physically, getting better mentally, you know, just trying to surround myself with the best guys. I mean, guys like Jordan Walker, guys like Tink Hintz. I mean, surround yourself with guys like that, you're only going to be successful. So
they got Jordan Walker as the number one and you number two in the Cardinal organization. I mean, so does that encourage you? Does it put pressure on you? What do you think?
Oh, I mean, when it comes to those rankings, I mean, if I thought there was a competition, I'd probably be a little upset, but I mean, after playing with Jordan for the past 2 years, I mean, it's undeniable. He's, in my opinion, he's probably the best player in baseball. I mean, in the minor league circuit, I would have him number one. in all of my leagues. So, I mean, organization-wise, yeah, nah, it's not a surprise he's number one for us.
And you just focus on the development, be patient, all that stuff?
Oh, 100%. I mean, it's about time. I mean, we're young right now. You know, there's not much for us to worry about. I mean, we're 20 years old, pushing 21. I mean, we're only in a good spot. I mean, we're just going to get better. You know, like I said, we're going to mature, obviously. I mean, he doesn't have much more to mature physically, but I mean,
he's 6'5", isn't he?
He's 6'6", 250. I mean, he's good. But,
is he quick?
Oh, he's about as fast as me. Yeah, it's what? Crazy. No, he's a superhuman. It's crazy. It's not fair. Guys are going to learn.
Are you going to spring ball? Are you inviting the 40-man? What's the status of that?
Not on the 40-man, but I am going to big league camp. Excellent. So I'm excited for that.
People want to see you play.
Oh, I can't wait to play.
I think the Cardinals want to see you play.
You know, it's hard. I don't want to. I'm obviously a little biased towards myself, but you know, we got some good guys. You know, Tommy Edman, Paul DeYoung. I mean, some real good guys for sure.
Mason Wynn, we're rooting for you.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
It's earlier this year in January at the I Hotel in the Cardinal Caravan.
Two-way player out of Texas in the second round, 54th pick overall. Elite fastball for a high school right-hander. Cardinals and Wynn felt that he could be a dynamic shortstop. And as far as his bat, it's been 228. It's 474 slugging percentage and 833 on base plus slugging percentage on his way to a 2020 AAA season with 18 homers and 17 steals.
Yeah, I think he has better than 228 average, okay. I think. Is that new, old?
Look at the date on
this. Yeah, I think he's up near, you know, high 280s, and he's had a really good year. So he'll get to play shortstop for the Cardinals probably tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get to check that out.
Lars Nootbaar is on the IL.
Yeah, and Tommy Edman will move to the outfield.
That's right.
And Lars is an outfielder, but Mason Wynn will get shortstop, and that's the reason we're watching the Cardinals right now, because it isn't for anything else. See the unit. Look at that young guy. 846 ESPN 93.5. Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he has a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola. PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Hi, this is Kirk Lehman with Aftershock Decals and Design, and right now we are looking for an honest, hardworking individual that wants a career with Aftershock Decals and Design. If you have any kind of experience wrapping vehicles, tinting windows, we want you.
You can't touch this.
No, not that kind of wrapper.
You can't touch this.
Please go to our website at aftershockdd.com, click on the jobs tab, and send in your resume. We want you. Aftershock.
You've changed thousands of diapers, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign-Urbana today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for Eastern Illinois. Champaign-Urbana this Saturday. Little change to those weather maps and charts with a late-season heat wave to begin to build over the back end of the weekend and through a good part of next week in a largely drier setup. Meanwhile, it's going to be a historic spell of weather ahead later on this weekend and into much of next week as the either direct hit from Hillary or some remnant form of Hillary makes landfall to Southern California. First time that's happened in some 84 years. Likely to set up flash flooding and severe weather over the southwest and building northward across the west in the days to come. Back this way for the day today, expectations of mostly sunny days worth of weather, close to 80 this afternoon. We'll level off tonight in the 50s, warm tomorrow to 85 with sunshine, a 93 degree high expected on Sunday's humidity climbs as well, and maybe an errant thunderstorm due in here for perhaps late Monday to Tuesday, and again late next week. Otherwise, daytime temperatures 90 to 95 degrees. For CVT Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Urbana's Market at the Square has been cultivating a vibrant scene in CU since 1979. Get to know your farmers bringing locally harvested honey, crafts, jewelry, art, fresh-cut flowers, plus produce including fresh leafy greens and root vegetables, fresh baked treats, and a wide selection of proteins. Going on now, every Saturday, 7 a.m. till noon, rain or shine at Illinois and Vine, it's Urbana Market at the Square. Find Urbana Market on Facebook or urbanamarket.org.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
Did you know the Anita Purvis Nature Center is a home for live animals? Stop by the Nature Center. View the turtles, owls, snakes, and salamanders. These were orphaned or injured animals who wouldn't be able to survive in the wild, but they help educate the public at the Nature Center. Sponsor an educational animal for as little as $15 a month. And make sure that animal has good food, housing, and medical care. For details, visit urbanaparks.org.
Six.
Yes! Route 66, Asleep at the Wheel. Happening at the Virginia Theater tomorrow night.
Oh, boogie woogie.
I love this type of music. A little honky-tonk western swing. So, somebody contacted me yesterday, said they couldn't use the free pair I was giving them. So I suppose if you're like, yeah, I'd love to take my someone on a date night, you could text in Asleep, and then I'll switch out the name at the box office.
Kind of a last second offer.
That's right. Okay. 359-2255.
Well, if you ever plan to motor west, travel my way, that's
so
a highway,
probably
that is a
8 to 10 people on stage during this show.
Yeah.
They got a big sound.
Route 66.
Oh, it's fun.
Lottie Wine, from Chicago to L.A. on the way. More than 2,000 miles along the way.
All right, back to rap in a moment.
Calling all purse lovers and bag collectors. The high-demand Cardinals purse giveaway is back, and it's better than ever. On Saturday, September 2nd, 25,000 fans ages 16 and older will take home a Busch Stadium-exclusive Cardinals purse, thanks to Wells Fargo Advisors. This black handbag features a gold metal logo on the front and many upgraded compartments. Don't miss your chance to add this stylish purse to your collection. For tickets or info, visit cardinals.com/promotions.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. You know, without batteries, life would be pretty lifeless. That's why Interstate All Battery Centers carry them in every size, shape, and style, so you can drive, drill, call, film, or do whatever it is you want to do. Stop in today. They've got the power to keep you going. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Interstate All Battery Center. You'll find them outrageously dependable just over Interstate 74 at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign, with batteries for most every application in stock.
What kind of bedside manner would you like your doctor to have? At Roof Doctors, they make sure you feel good about what they can do for you. They make sure they answer all of your questions and feel comfortable about whatever procedure your roof needs. Roof Doctors has helped customers for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy have helped make lives better in our community with their generosity and kindness. Roof Doctors is a company you can trust if you need anything done on your roof. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
During challenging times, family and health come first. This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Many of us have spent the past year feeling a little bit out of control. There are steps you can take to help plan for a better financial future. Now is the time to take action and create a financial plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
BMW, Buick, GMC, Honda, and Subaru. Welcome to Sarah Champagne. We can handle all your car repairs on site, including paintless dent repair, bumpers, windshields, everything in between. We have an amazing selection of new or pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Shop from home and buy online or reserve your vehicle before it hits our website or dealership. Sarah Champagne is home of the Sarah One Price Promise, delivering an honest and transparent buying experience. Hurry in or shop online at sarahchampagne.com.
Hi, this is Chris Jackson with Kramer Siding and Window. And whatever your project, you can count on Kramer Siding to offer you the best products backed by the best warranties in the business and a lifetime of great customer service. And right now, you can save 10% on roofing, sunrooms, and decks, get 15% off gutter helmet, and you can save 25% on preservation siding, windows, and doors. So call today or visit us at KramerSiding.com and let's get started on your project.
No, I can't. I mean, two weeks from tomorrow, I'm going to be at the Illinois football game, but I'm not going in the morning. I mean, 6:30 at night?
Well, if you're setting up the tailgate party, I mean, you're going to be there early to make sure.
Well, but that means you'll be there like 12 hours before the game starts.
It's a lot.
Yeah, I can't do that.
It's a lot.
Well, I will be there, but chances are I'm looking at 3-ish. I'll be there about 3-ish. 2:30-ish.
3-ish sounds good to me.
Yeah. Well, by the way, diesel gas prices just went up 14 cents.
Oh, man.
Now, what that means to you is you'll pay more at Walmart.
Yeah.
So, because when the truckers have to pay 14 more cents, then your bread just went up a dime.
Oh, man.
Anyway, it's just what we're into, but the gas prices tend to be nudging up again, which is lovely. Anyway, yeah, 2 weeks from tomorrow, we're fired up. We should have tickets to give away all that week for Illinois. You have to come to Philo. Maybe come to Philo and see me.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll have tickets here.
And we'll have some when we're at Pia's. That's September 1st, and it's 3 o'clock is when things start.
Yep.
Lots of different giveaways.
Yeah, it'll 2 weeks from today, the first big broadcast.
Wow.
Live from Pia's. We have fun with Eric Meyer.
I know that. He just had a birthday this week, by the way.
38, 39,
something
40,
like that.
Something like
Same
that.
Same with Mike Lindemann at Body and Soul. Oh, Dave Ellers today.
Is it? David Ellers is a great guy.
Exactly. And he's helping organize that 50th reunion for those Unity Rockets. That's why Johnny has been in town this week.
Yep.
Are we good at 359-2255?
You're all good.
All righty.
Thank you, Diane.
Enjoy the weekend.
That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed weekend.
Join Fighting Illini football for a family reunion in Memorial Stadium on Saturday, September 2nd to open the 2023 season. Bring the whole family and enjoy the family fun in Grange Grove with bounce houses, face painting, live music, tailgating, and more. Get a family four-pack of tickets for only $49 as the Illini take on Toledo on Saturday, September 2nd. Get your tickets at FightingIllini.com.
Great to talk with Fayon about driving and delivering for Pepsi-Cola Champagne Urbana Bottling.
Come home every day. It pays very, very well, especially for a truck driver. They're very understanding. It's just a great company all around. They're always eager to help. And you off on the weekends. The company in general is just a great company. Very family-oriented. Comes in, check on you, see if you like it. Always asking questions, trying to see if you need any help. Pretty dope.
Sound appealing? Join the Pepsi team. Equal opportunity employer. Visit PepsiColaCU.com.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local, hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at kelseyfurniture.com. That's kelseyfurniture.com.
Crossroads Contractor Supply, bringing us our Stevie J Broadcasting Law Enforcement Official of the Month.
We just celebrate police because they ought to be celebrated, folks. Difference between anarchy and peace. We have Officer Chloe Folks. She is our Law Enforcement Official of the Month. She's at the Urbana Police Department. How do you stay positive when you see the bad guys all the time?
My coworkers, the family, the camaraderie we have, we're all there for each other. Our goal is to make sure everybody gets home safely at the end of the night or the day. It's really just the family atmosphere that keeps me going.
So if you see something not so good, you're able to say, shut it off?
Yeah, you got to have some kind of emotional detachment and separate work from home. It's hard sometimes. We have through EAP and different work things that we can have help us kind of through that. But like I said, it's really my coworkers that get me through it. And, we maintain a positive attitude just so we can help each other get home at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we face hard things, but we get through it.
Crossroads Contractor Supply, delivering within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana, supporting our Law Enforcement Official of the Month.
Hey, it's Stevie J. Time for another Stever. The Stever program is where I give you my money and you keep and use the stuff. All right, today from Merle Norman. All right, Merle Norman is, unbelievably great when it comes to makeup and your skin. Marilyn will help you. Now, here's what the offer is. I'm going to give you a free color analysis and I give you $100 to buy makeup from Merle Norman, made right here in America. In fact, made in Los Angeles. Marilyn is so good at what she does. So if you would like my $100 bill and a free color analysis from Merle Norman, all you have to do is go to GoStever.com, GoStever.com, and click accept. That's all you have to do. You have to make an appointment within 7 days, and then you have to fill out my survey as to how they did, how you liked working with Marilyn. Okay, Merle Norman, our Stever offer, GoStever.com, click accept. You'll get an email later on, late afternoon or evening, if you win. Rooting for you, GoStever.com, click accept for Merle Norman. You're listening to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.